Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're joined by Phillies starting pitcher Zach Eflin is with us. Zach, great to be with you here on the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Zach, mindset for you coming into the season, coming off of last year, obviously a lot of new talent on the team. Your mindset as you prepare for your season, you know, with the club, and just kind of the mindset as you you know, enter the season, really getting close now, just about a week away.
Yeah, I would say that, you know, the main goal is just staying healthy, staying confident, and really you know, defining everything I have, you know, my arsenal and my pitches, and really just making sure I gain strength in my lower half, and so I can develop consistency with my windup and my stretch and my mechanics. So just been focused on staying healthy.
Did you wear down last season? Is that, does strength in your lower half help you stay consistent longer into the year?
100%. I think it all starts with the lower half of your body. I don't believe I tired out at all, at least arm-wise, last year. Maybe there was some lower body fatigue a little bit, but that was, you know, a year coming off of surgery, so that was kind of expected. But I feel strong this year and healthy and ready to go for a long one.
Zach, when you're on the side, you know, preparing or in a game, in the spring training games, is there something in particular you're working on this spring?
There's a bunch of different things. I can't really give you one thing in particular, but like I said, health is number one. Really just finding a solid routine that I can, you know, come up with every 5 days to be able to go out and stay in the game as long as I can, to be able to pitch as long as I can this season. And, you know, there are a couple pitches that I've been working on. I won't spill the beans, but just consistency stuff. Consistency with my off-speed pitches, locating it better, and really, you know, working on sequencing.
How exciting, Zach Eflin with us here, Joe DeCameron, John Rich, and Clearwater. Zach, how exciting is it for you to see the talent? I mean, there is a talent upgrade, there's no question. For you to see that in the clubhouse and know that it really could yield something great for 6 or 7 months, how exciting is that for you?
Oh, we're all excited. You know, it just shows the amount of confidence, you know, the front office has in us. It's been a fun off season, and we really look forward to, you know, playing with these guys that we've been playing for the past month and a half in spring training, you know, for the whole season. Everybody that's come in has fit right in and been part of the family. So we're all really looking forward to it.
Do you feel like there's pressure on the staff right now, because you've got a lot of people on the outside saying the offense looks incredible. Mm-hmm. Look at this lineup. But then our staff, we got younger guys, unproven guys. Do you feel like there's additional pressure on you?
No, I don't think there's any pressure. I don't believe there's pressure really in baseball at all. There's obviously a lot of other pressure situations outside the game, but I don't think there's any pressure on the field. You know, if you put your head down, you work hard, go out every fifth day, you know, wanting to win, I don't think there's any pressure.
I've been wondering about this for most of my life. Snowball fights, mm-hmm. When you take part in one, do you just pick people's faces off? Like, can you aim a snowball accurately the way that you can a baseball? And if so, do you just destroy people when you have snowball battles?
I've really only seen snow twice. The first time was about 4 o'clock in the morning after a long bus ride to,
jeez,
I believe it was
Portland,
Maine.
So you've never
Portland,
had a
Maine.
Snowball battle?
I've tossed a couple. I went to Breckenridge, Colorado this offseason, and the snow was too dusty to be able to, or too
You're
kind of
kidding.
Fine.
You're kidding. Yeah, powdery,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, too powdery.
So you've
to,
never, like, made a snowball and thrown it at someone?
No, not really.
Mm. Oh, my gosh, you're missing out. I mean, this is a whole new wrinkle, like a whole new level of enjoyment that you could add to your life.
I know. Yeah. I would love to. I'm from sunny Florida, so it's kind of hard to get out in that weather.
Yeah, jeez. All right. Well, what's the Game of Thrones? Do you watch it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Who's your favorite character?
Jon Snow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Kind of a given.
Yeah. I mean, Tyrion's up there.
Tyrion's
for a lot
the man,
of people, too.
Yeah.
Have you been reading up about what to expect this season? Are you one of those that digs in and gets all the inside scoop before it happens?
Not really. There's so much talk in the clubhouse about, you know, all these rumors and everything that's going on and what they think's going to happen, but I don't know. I really don't have any opinions on what's going to happen. I'm actually just watching it the second time through right now.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm on season 7.
Do you like Jon Snow and Daenerys getting together?
I mean, I don't know. It's kind of weird now that you understand that they're from the same blood. So.
It is a little weird, isn't it?
I mean, the whole time the whole time I wanted them to get together until you found out that they were actually, you know, pretty much blood.
Like
so.
Aunt and, yeah. and nephew? Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Zach, Bryce Harper, not having to face him. What was it like facing him last year?
He's a tough out, man. You know, he fit well in that Nationals lineup who just, you know, a bunch of grinders that you know, make you work for a good AB. You know, if you miss a ball over the plate, it's getting crushed. So I'm glad that bat's on our side now. And look forward to playing with him for a long time.
You're going to see, Zach, you're going to see, I'm telling you, crowds that, in my opinion, I'm guessing you haven't seen at Citizens Bank Park before. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I remember, John remembers what it was like, and you go back 10 years ago. It was something crazy.
Yeah.
And you're going to see it on opening day, and I think you're going to see it for a good portion of the season. I mean, you're going to get electricity from that crowd, which obviously can get on you. You know, we know how that can go, but it's going to be a different vibe this year.
No, we're looking forward to it. I mean, it's been a rough couple years. But no, we're really excited, especially with, you know, all the season ticket sales and all the ticket sales. You know, it doesn't go unnoticed. Everybody in the clubhouse knows that you know, the culture's kind of changing and getting ready for playoff baseball. So we're excited.
Jimmy Rollins back in the fold with the organization in official capacity. You ever joke with him that, you know, that you got traded for Jimmy Rollins and maybe it worked out well for the Phils eventually getting rid of Jimmy? If they don't get rid of Jimmy, you know, and he just retires, I mean, here you are. You won't be here.
Yeah. I've never really talked to him about the trade at all. I just kind of said, what's up? You know, how you doing? How's everything going? But nothing in terms of the trade or anything.
Oh, good. If Jimmy's a Philly legend. Well, Zach, we wish you the best of luck this upcoming season. We're excited to be down there, obviously, opening day in just a couple of days. And obviously, big responsibility on you there and in the role you'll be in. And rooting hard for you, man. Good luck this coming season.
All right, guys. Thank you very much for having me.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.